Welcome to Tip Top, growing up your business with Metronomics. We will be talking with business thought leaders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and business team coaches who have all taken the journey to grow up their businesses to their tip top. We'll be sharing strategies, systems, and stories on how you can grow up your company at the speed you want. If you are searching for your path to the tip top and feel your time is running out, then this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Shannon Susco. Well, today I have here with me Lise Lapointe. Lise is CEO and owner, or former owner, I should say, of Terra Nova Security. This is quite a story, and I can't wait for Lise to give us and fill us in on all the good parts and the tough parts and the challenges along that journey. Well, welcome, Lise. I think you're sitting in with us from Tremblant, Quebec, Mont-Tremblant, Quebec, if I have that right.
Welcome. Exactly.
Tell me about, Lise, tell me about before you started with Terra Nova. How did you get there? Or where did you start?
It's been a long journey, you know, almost 39 years of entrepreneurship now.
Wow.
Long time. So I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My mother died very young and my grandmother was taking care of us, and she was an entrepreneur in her time. So in the 1930s.
Wow.
So she was quite a woman. And that was funny because I was the only girl in the family. She had my brothers do everything. So Lise will have to do that later, but finally it never happened. So they're still mad at that. But but she was a very special woman and she always encouraged me. And my father, having that type of mother, he was yes. Didn't make any difference from me and my two brothers. And at that time it wasn't like that. But he was an entrepreneur, found it very difficult. So he wanted us, his three children, to be professionals to make it, have it more easy.
Yeah.
So I studied to be a teacher, thinking that, I'll be a teacher. And finally, my brother was working at IBM and he was selling computers. To sell this new computer in a classroom, he needed a teacher. So he decided that it was me.
Wow. I don't think I knew that. That's fantastic.
So being a good salesperson, he brought his computer to my house and said, I think you would like that. So, why not? And I was like 23 at the time. So I developed my first course in computers, being helped by IBM. And afterwards, we decided together with my husband to start a software company, an accounting company on these, like it was in the 1980s, where the small computers were coming out to do software. So we developed software, and software needed training, right? So I started a training company. And it was service. And after that, my brother and I, he kept the software, I kept the training company with my husband. And we built a Microsoft, one of the largest Microsoft training centers in Canada.
Amazing.
And I sold that to TELUS. Yeah.
Ah, amazing. Amazing.
Sold it to TELUS in 1998. And after 2 years as being VP of training, I decided to go back to entrepreneurship. And
in your blood, for sure. In your blood, for sure.
Yeah, it was like a very different world for me. I wanted to create. I need to create things. Yeah. I wanted to start building again, looking at e-learning, having a product, going international. That was what I wanted at that time.
Yeah.
And so I started to talk to a lot of people, my clients. I had not very large clients that were talking to them about, what do you need? And they said, we have a lot of technical training, no end user training for securities. It started like that. Yeah, that started Terra Nova.
What year did you start Terra Nova?
In 2001.
2001. So it's just been over 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Just been over 20 years. And when you started Terra Nova, wanting to do the same thing as you did with your last organization, did you have the exit in mind?
Yes, definitely. I had the exit in mind. And it took a long time to get there. But I wanted to do it on my own. I had to study the market. The market in security wasn't what it is today, of course, 20 years ago. So it was only starting. When it really accelerated is when all the internet started to be in the businesses and all the security issues, all the laws and regulations came in. So and after when Gartner got into this market, then it all changed everything. Yeah.
So tell me about when you started Terra Nova and give us sort of like the Coles Notes version of from, you know, when you started and working through sort of the big milestones to when you exited. And then maybe we'll go back on your journey in a few places and just talk about some of the challenges and some of the great wins that you've had.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. When I started, I had a partner, but we didn't have the same view of where we wanted to go. We had to split after a year and a half looking at things differently. So that was hard. Yeah. I wanted to create product. I wanted to go to market. I wanted, you know, it was a long way to go to the international business. So I started by creating products with the external people, consultants, and I wanted my partner of 35 years, Jamal, was in my last business and he created all the software for me. He was like the database person, very intelligent developer. And so I said, I want him back, you know. So he wasn't still in TELUS. And then he decided he was going to do the adventure with me. And Jamal being Jamal, no software from everybody else was good. So we had to create our own. So we created our LMS. We created our internal courses, our surveys and everything. We really built the market here in Quebec and in Canada and with the government of Canada, taking experience, having large customers as references. And entered the United States in probably around 2007. And then, because we created really the product in 2003. And we were very lucky to have large customers here in Quebec to start using it. And it gave us reference to go to the US and we start winning very large deals in the US, being after looked at by Gartner in 2009 in their first study. And being able to be in the Magic Quadrant in 2015. And that really changed our world, that's for sure.
And then in the, so Jamal's been with you. I mean, that's amazing. It's great to have a partner that long. I've had partners in my businesses, in all my businesses, they've come along with me for the ride, for the journey. Are there other, so talk a little bit about your team that you started with, the team that you built with and the team that you exited with, was it all the same team?
No. So I started with Jamal. We wanted to stay small, you know.
Yes.
And that never happened.
That's really cool.
It was an illusion thinking, small is nice and no. So it started with Jamal. After my son Matthew came in and we work in 40 languages, so he really took he did everything in the company.
Right.
So he started with integration. He was like 20 years old at the time and he built all of the narration part. So Matthew's been with us and now he's VP of sales. He's been in sales for quite a while. And also my daughter, Stephanie. Stephanie's was in project management. She started as a project manager and now she's a chief operating officer.
Yeah, so amazing. Yeah.
Quite amazing ride with both of them. So that was great. Had great people in marketing with Anastasia, finance. So it wasn't easy to build after I met you. It changed my world quite a bit.
That's awesome.
It took me a year to say, okay, we're going to get into this.
We're going to dig in and do it. I love that you say that. It took over a year. To just
I had to convince my team. I had to also say, okay, we're going to have to be very disciplined. Are we able to do that?
Right.
You know, it's hard.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about that. Started the company in 2001. built it, right? 2007, you expand further. And then there's some big jumps in security. And just for listeners, Terra Nova is the global security awareness training partner of choice and has been transforming the world's end users into cyber heroes for more than 20 years. And a lot of people wouldn't even think that this would be an opportunity. That's what I love. You bring your teaching background, you brought your background in from your former company, and you apply it to an opportunity in the marketplace and a need in the marketplace. Now, we met, what year did we meet? 2018? 2017?
Yeah, around 2017.
I think so. And we were at conference, CEO conference in Tremblant, which is ironic that you've moved there. But we were at a conference in Tremblant, an annual conference of CEOs that are a group and an organization. Can you remind me the name of that group?
It's AQT.
AQT. I know. I get it wrong all the time. AQT in Quebec. And I just happened to be a speaker at the conference. And I had my first book out, The Metronome Effect, and I had been invited to speak as CEO who had been through it, you know, grew up a company and exited and grew up a company and exited. And so we had a really good 1 hour presentation with that group, really engaged group of CEOs. And you were in the audience. I believe we talked afterwards as well. Lots of good questions. What were your thoughts after that? What were your thoughts after that particular point?
I had a lot, you know, of years of experience in business, but it was always learning by mistake, right? So
yes, I do.
I made them all.
Me too.
So I thought, oh, I really need this. I really need this. I want to try this. I think this will make the difference. And it did, right? It was like an experiment for me saying, okay, she made it twice. I think I could apply this and let's try it, you know, to see where it brings us.
Yeah. And so thinking about it at that time, I'd written down the metronome effect. I'd written down like, here's the street version of a prescription of a 20 plus year entrepreneur. I love what you just said. It worked twice. Let's try it. But one of the things you had to do, you were there without your team. You didn't have your team there. No. So after you heard me speak and after we had a discussion, what did you do? You had to go back and convince your team?
Yes. And it took a while because at that time I had three choices, right?
Yes.
I could leave the business and continue the way it was. I had a lot of opportunity of selling. So people wanted to buy Terra Nova to grow it. And I have the choice of doing it myself. I told Jamal, we've been through all of this. Why shouldn't we do it? We grow this business. We know that business. Why should we leave someone else do that? And we decide, okay,
let's It's leaving value on the table when you do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Leaving value on the table. Okay, so you convince your team.
Yes.
Right?
And after that, you know, the years that followed, people need to know that. The team completely changed, right?
Yeah. Yes. And yeah. I was asking you earlier. Yeah.
That's
so
the hard part.
From the day from your 2 day kickoff, right? You kicked off with Metronomics, 2 day kickoff to when you sold the business. How long was that?
That was 5 years.
5 years. And the leadership team that you kicked off today.
No, not was 5 years, 4 years.
Yeah. 4 years. 17 to 21. Is that right?
Yeah.
Which is incredible, by the way. Congratulations. Like, that's incredible to pick up that much growth in such a short period of time. The team you kicked off Metronomics with on that 2 day to when you exited, absolutely different leadership team?
I would say half of it is different. Some people couldn't live that. Growth is change. And some people don't like change. And if you don't like change, you can't follow the growth. It's like it drives you crazy.
Yeah.
It has to be a motivation. You have to like it. If you don't like it, you'll be very unhappy. So some people could not follow that. The changes were going in too quickly, and it was
right.
We were building fast, so it,
yes,
yeah. People that could follow it. Also, I had a lot of reluctance in the metronome. Oh, we've done this for 20 years that way. Why do you want it to do it this
yes.
way? And it's like, yeah. So I couldn't.
Yeah, because you were adjusting with metronomics. We're adjusting the team habits, and it's yeah. individual behavior as a team each and every day. We're stacking it. When the team came, like, so we had the 2 day, and then, you know, after that, you're going to go every quarter with a coach. And I was there for full disclosure. I was there for the two day yeah. kickoff. We had another coach, Damian Byrne, with us, and Damian picked up and coached all the way through to your exit, right?
Yeah.
Picked up all the way through to the exit. Tell me a little bit about that process. In regards to, you know, every quarter you met with Damian, you probably talked to him every week, maybe every other week. Yeah, every week you're in a high growth phase, which is needed. Tell me a little bit about that process for you having a coach there and for the team, because a Metronomics coach is CEO plus leadership team. And yeah, some of the leaders won't appreciate the rate of growth and change and will exit. Others may not fit what we need at the time and will exit. You had a very strong team on your exit, and you were coached from 2017 to 2021. Talk a little bit about coaching and working through quarterly rhythms, the daily rhythms, weekly, monthly.
Damian is still there, right? In 2022.
Yes.
And
yes.
He will stay with the team. So
yeah.
But yeah, it was quite a difference, but it was great because it brought us together. It brought us to work together. For me, one thing that is even very, very important is being able to tell the truth, to say what's going on, and
yeah,
good or bad. So and yeah. being able to discuss it. And you need people like that on your team that
right.
you know, could tell you, okay, no, that's not working and what's going on. And with the metronome, you could see, and after 5 years, we're even learning, still learning, and
right.
still bringing it down to the level of every employee using it, which is, it's not an easy thing because they have all other systems to use, right?
Yes.
So having those meetings, weekly, monthly, quarterly, we had to prepare, we had to be ready, we had to follow the metronome, we
yeah.
had to do and build our metrics to measure our objectives that we had, right? Do our swim lanes, where do we want to go, where do we want to be in 3 years, what are we going to do to get there? So this is the interesting part, because you build everything, so it's not your vision, you put it on paper. And then you say, okay, this is how I'm going to get there. Of course, it changes every month, every quarter, but that doesn't matter because, you know, you always, it's a work in progress. And
yes.
you build it as long as you go. And your coach, he stays you in line. Because a
yeah.
lot of times when you're in business, you know, you get disturbed, or you lose focus on what you should be doing. And
yeah.
staying focused is the most important thing. A lot of entrepreneurs will, and I know people that have continued doing other jobs, the other things, doing consulting services when they have to develop their product. And because it brings in revenue, but it's the wrong
right.
decision, right?
Right.
So if you
right.
need to focus and need to identify your objectives, in the 2 day that we did and that we did after that every year, it's really, okay, what did we accomplish last year? What do we want to do this year? And how are we going to get there? And all those milestones are important, because once you get there after, and I could tell you that we met our objectives every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Amazing focus.
Years,
yeah.
5 years.
Who doesn't want to meet their objectives every year?
And you know, nobody.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, oh my gosh. And we know there's so many businesses that are struggling with that for lots of reasons you spoke of. Talk a little bit about on that, you know, sort of rhythm, that cadence, that work. What were some of the challenges that you and the team had? Because making objectives every year, that is huge. And that drives your growth. We know that. It's actually why this, you know, why we wrote down the metronome effect, why we wrote metronomics and three egg way, because, you know, this was so important to our own momentum and your momentum. Your momentum grew. We put the foundation in, we got some momentum, and then you get a compounding effect. But all that is like on the upside and you go like, yeah, but what were some of the challenges other than, you know, team members pushing back? What else were some of the challenges?
I had many challenges, hard ones too, I could tell you that. After we went for an investment, right, to grow the company, to build our teams and our software and everything. So after 2 years, we were losing money, of course, like everybody knew we were going to lose money. And after it would come back, right? But the bank didn't see it that way. And they just turned the plug on my margin. So I had no margin anymore. I had a lot of employees to pay. So that was really hard time. I had to let go.
Yeah, very people. Hard time.
I had very to let go time. People. And who lends you money when, you know, when your bank doesn't lend to you anymore. So it was not possible. So if I didn't have like personal investment, it would have been very horrible, I would say. This is a very important part in the SaaS companies because I didn't know that. But of course, there's banks that are more tolerant for the SaaS and the software companies that understand more about software development. And at the time we spoke with the bank and everything, everybody was happy with it. No problem. You'll go, you know, and you'll come back. But no, when we didn't hit the numbers, they just went crazy. And I should have changed banks right away. And I didn't do that. And that was a mistake. So I learned hardly on that one. So after that, you know, it was an opportunity also to bring new people in. As employees, as people on my management team that really believed, you know, and it's funny because not long after that, you know, we were making our sales and everything came back. So everybody wanted to lend me money, you know.
Yes.
I have a long memory on that. So no way. So I said, oh my God, okay, let's be careful about that one. Yeah, so that was a difficult part, but afterwards it went well and we signed Microsoft as a client and it was great partnership and it still is a very great partner in Cisco and we had a lot of very good wins.
Good wins, big wins. Those are big wins, Microsoft and Cisco.
You have to get through those, you know, those times that are hard. You have to get through them, but they happened, of course.
Thinking about, you know, you had, I'm going to say about 30 years, maybe 35 years before you went and said, hey, I'm going to try this system. I'm going to use a coach. What was that point that you said, we're going to try it?
It was meeting you. I didn't even know that existed, you know? So at that level, I had, you know, I met people before that. We went on specific trainings but it was always like a patch, you know, and doing that training, forgetting about it after, it wasn't a methodology. Yeah, of course I learned with different, but it's very different to have like a course that is given in one time and having something that you follow all year round and, you know, doing your business. So it's not, I think that was the main thing. It was a different way of doing business.
Yeah. So interesting. They say you just didn't know it existed. And it's really the purpose and passion of what I do today, all our coaches do today, is because we've had our own success with the system and it's sharing it back. And the purpose of ensuring we want to see everyone have a fantastic exit like you have. And I love what you said earlier is that, you know, you and Jamal said, why would we give away this value? Why wouldn't we focus in and build it? Build it. It's not a all like easy downhill ride when you're up there, you're going uphill. But it's when you have a methodology like this, it's not that you're doing all the pulling. it's your team is with you pushing it uphill, along with your coach and along with all the village of supporters that you have, but you can actually see where you're going. That was the thing for me, is being seeing where we are able to go and then yeah. figuring out a way to get there with our team and being collaborative with our team. If you had to give some advice to some other leaders out there who probably are in the similar position that you were in 2017, and even in high growth, there's lots of organizations out there that don't have a methodology. They're hanging on. What kind of advice would you give entrepreneurs today?
Definitely having a methodology to be able to grow the business, having the courage of letting go people that don't fit into this type of culture, hiring the right people on value and not on their competencies necessarily, both, you know, but value yes. is very, very, very important. And also for me, in all the businesses I had, it's the clients, the importance of well servicing your clients. SaaS is not just selling software and having a top, you know, a top line and a bottom line. It's really well servicing your client. It changed everything for your top line and also making money. You know, a lot of SaaS companies don't make money, and this is not normal. You need to have revenue and to be able also to grow the business, reinvest in the business. So you need to have a good bottom line also. It's I would say this is very important. And one thing that was great for us is having a customer advisory board that guides mm-hmm. us into what we develop, not developing something that we think is good for the market, but yeah. developing something that the clients need. This has helped us tremendously through the years.
What advice would you give to yourself as an early entrepreneur? When you look back, what could be the best advice you would give an entrepreneur that's starting out?
I would say start with a coach. A coach that fits with you, of course. Yeah. Because it's hard being alone at the top, you know. I discuss almost everything with my team, but there's certain things that pressure that you have to keep to yourself, right? So
yeah,
all the financial yeah. part is something that I kept to myself a lot, because, you know, they knew we needed to make it, but it was something that I couldn't put all this pressure on my people. So we needed to be able to continue and to be positive. And it's hard. You need to have someone to talk to also, to share your yeah. ideas, see how you see things, and bounce it with someone else.
Yeah, it's so important. I think, you know, I always had a coach, CEO coach, and I've always had an athletic coach too. It just seemed to make sense. I mean, yeah. It's sort of like coaching the captain of the team with mm-hmm. the team is how that works. And yeah, you need someone to talk to. What advice would you give an entrepreneur who's been in their business for 15 years and they still can't seem to get to where they want to go?
I think that it's the same thing. You need to get a methodology, you need to want to scale, you need to put the effort into that, you need to have the discipline to want to do that. Mm. And you have to believe in it, right?
If yeah.
you have to believe that that's the way to go, and you have to believe in what where you want to go. I did my exit, I had 5 things I wanted, and I got them all.
Yeah.
Because it was very important for me. It was important yes. that the business stay here in Quebec. It was important yes. for me that it would go into a second phase of growth with more investment into the company.
Yeah.
I wanted synergy with other companies to be able to have a complete solution for mid-market. So I wanted my employees, I want to continue to grow here in Laval, have more opportunities for them in the future. It's things that you can realize if, you know, you choose the right partner.
And yeah, I love that you just didn't have the exit. I can so relate to that, that you had like 5 things and that you're focused on finding that acquiring partner that had those, you know, that you were going to get those things yeah. that you wanted out of it, to leave it where you wanted to leave it, which is amazing. Yeah. I mean, the Lise, what you've been through, not only in, you know, Terra Nova, but throughout your whole career has been just amazing. And the fact, you know, 39 years, I didn't realize 39 years. It's just amazing. Because I knew Terra Nova was a good chunk of that time. And you'd already done one before that. Let's close this off with, what are you currently excited about? What's motivating you? Where are you looking forward to?
So leaving the business to be able to continue, this is very motivating for me. Of course, two of my children are in this business and they will continue to manage it. So yes, with health systems. So that's great for me also. I'm very happy about that. And I have a lot of projects that I want to do. It's time for me to give back now.
Fantastic. Oh,
this is what I'm thinking about, you know, projects that will give me the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think it just falls in line with when I think of Metronomics and even thinking about that methodology that has enabled that for you with Damian Byrne as a coach. And the thing I love is it's grow up yourself, grow up your team, grow up your company, and then your life, because you get to give back, you get that balance. And yeah, while you're in it, it's full on and you're balancing team and business, but now you get to balance your life as well. And knowing what I know about you, you have some great goals, you have some serious projects, and you'll completely commit in order to get those done and make sure that you have, lots of time for yourself and your family, which I know you've done a great job all along the way. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I appreciate your story and your belief. Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shannon. It's been great. Thank you.
Tip Top is brought to you by Metronomics. To find out more about Metronomics and how this 20-plus-year-old proven system will save you time and money as you grow up your business, visit metronomics.com. That's metronomics.com. Also, search for Metronomics in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found.